This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tornadoes have been rolling through parts of the South. The sheriff's office says two people have been killed and two injured by a tornado that touched down in the western Florida panhandle. In other areas, several people injured yesterday. Homes damaged, power lines knocked down in Mississippi and Tennessee. Widespread damage in Jackson, Tennessee. You don't need us to tell you this. Those higher prices for food, gasoline, and other necessities are hitting Americans in the pocketbook. An inflation gauge jumped 6.4% in February compared with a year ago. There is some good news about our jobs. Layoffs are at historic lows, though more Americans applied for unemployment last week.
Some 202,000 Americans filed jobless claims last week, up 14,000 from the week prior, which saw the fewest applications since 1969. The applications generally track the pace of layoffs, which remain at historic lows. Roughly 1.3 million Americans were collecting jobless aid as of a dozen days ago, also the fewest since 1969. Employers added 678,000 jobs last month, with the unemployment rate falling to 3.8%. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russian forces have been shelling the suburbs of Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The AP's Ben Thomas says the Russians are hitting areas where they said they'd be scaling back.
Russian forces continue to bombard Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv, despite Moscow having pledged to scale back operations to help build trust in peace talks. Of Russian troop movements, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says,
probably in the neighborhood of 20% of what they had, they are beginning to reposition.
But he says that's not a withdrawal. Talks between Russia and Ukraine are set to resume Friday by video. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. The body of a missing Nevada woman has been found. The AP's Mike Rossi has got this.
Authorities said late Wednesday the remains of 18-year-old Naomi Irion, who was kidnapped over 2 weeks ago, were found in a remote part of northern Nevada on Tuesday. In a statement, the Lyon County Sheriff's Office said an autopsy Wednesday confirmed the body was Irion. Earlier Wednesday, 41-year-old Troy Driver was charged with first-degree kidnapping. Driver has a violent criminal record that includes a 15-year prison sentence for his role in a 1997 murder case in Northern California. Irion was last seen around 5:25 a.m. March 12th in her car in a Walmart parking lot. Security video showed a masked man wearing a hooded sweatshirt entered her car. I'm Mike Rossio.
Authorities in Pennsylvania now say six people were killed in that pileup on a snowy highway Monday. Dozens of vehicles were involved. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.